80s, 90s, 2K and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Are you tired of losing your favorite channels with DirecTV? Switch to Dish and stop missing out on your favorite games and shows. Patterson's Audio and Video can make that switch easy and affordable. Learn more when you stop by Patterson's Audio and Video on Main, across the street from the Burley Skate Park. It's Wednesday morning, joined once again by the great Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
I am doing well, and I'm so excited that the weather's going to warm up this weekend.
Yeah, it looks like it should be mid to upper 40s, which would be a nice change.
I know.
And more than that, it doesn't look like it's going to be as windy. Last weekend was all right temperature-wise, but it was so windy.
It was so windy, it was so cold. When I saw you at the mall, it was like, brr.
Oh, yeah. 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 That wind was, it's just still got a bite to it.
It reminded me of North Dakota wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. North Dakota, Wyoming wind right here in Idaho. It was chilly. It was brisk.
Yeah.
And it would bite you. It would bite you into the bone.
Yes. Yeah, so I was looking at it. And on my app where it talked about for the temperature, it looked like one of the days is going to get up to 48. I'm like, woohoo.
Yeah. We'll take it.
I'm so excited.
48 and just a light breeze. Yes, please.
Yes.
Last week we talked about relationship. Well, this week it kind of ties into what we talked about last week. Let me rephrase that. We're talking this week about building great work relationships. And you found some really great tips on creating good, healthy working relationships. And that's what we're going to talk about this week.
Yeah. At first, I want to thank the listeners for those who respond to your Facebook posts and the comments and stuff, because those are fantastic. Yesterday, being February 11th, was actually National Make a Friend Day.
Which is awesome, because that's exactly what we're going to
talk about. Well, yeah, it's kind of weird how when we have these discussions and how some things just kind of tie together with the natural flow of things. So like you said, last week we talked about how to cope with rejection in the workplace. And one of the things that they talked about was building a good social network. And that includes having good friends in the workplace. And this means that we need more of that face-to-face contact, not just the social media comments and likes that we talked about last week. So they said some of the characteristics that make up a good, healthy working relationship is trust, mutual respect, mindfulness. And I want to touch on this because people go, what exactly does mindfulness mean, right? Mindfulness is taking responsibility for your words and actions. So that is when you're with the team environment, not having somebody take all the credit for the team or passing the buck.
Sure.
Right? And so when you have a good working relationship, friendship with somebody, there's mindfulness there. There is where you're also not allowing your negative emotions to affect everybody else at work. It's being positive. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it ties in with other stuff, too, that the best leaders out there are always the greatest cheerleaders.
That couldn't be closer to the truth. That's so funny you say that. Because it's true.
It is, you know, and so that's part of the mindfulness. And then, of course, we've got welcoming diversity. And this is more than just cultural diversity. This is diversity in thoughts and opinions. Mm-hmm. And having the diversity and being able to say, okay, I disagree with you, but you can still have a good working relationship and friendship, even though you can agree to disagree.
Well, and disagreements are actually sometimes a good thing.
It's where
you come up with the best ideas.
Absolutely. We've talked about that before, too. And then, of course, that just ties right into the open communication and being able to feel comfortable to disagree with each other and know that you're not going to have somebody say, oh, I don't know if they like me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so those are the characteristics. So then the question is how do we build these relationships with these characteristics?
Yeah, I think there's parts of it that seem hard, but really it's not all that challenging. You just got to know what you're doing.
You do. And a little bit like in the blog post, I talk about how there are different times in our lives when we choose to be introverts. When you're starting a new job, when you're moving to a new city, there's just, you know, sometimes when you just kind of become introspective and not as outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like that in different times in my life. And I know it's kind of shocked some people, but it's like, did you catch that? I chose to be.
Right.
Right. And so for those who often say, oh, I am an introvert, I'm not very outgoing, I truly believe that everybody is an extrovert and an introvert to our very core.
Mm-hmm.
Some people being an extrovert is a lot easier than others, but you still have those extrovert characteristics to an extent, and it's something that you can work on and build upon. Mm-hmm. Right? So you know, the first thing is we have to develop our people skills, and that means we have to step out of our shells. We have to be able to go up to another coworker that you don't know very well, mm-hmm. say hello. Can I have lunch with you today? Mm-hmm. Right? You've got to find that commonality.
You got to get to know your people.
Yeah. You know, but if you go to the lunchroom and you sit there by yourself with your phone in your hand scrolling through your social media so nobody talks to you, mm-hmm. you're just as much at fault thinking, well, nobody's talking to me.
Yeah,
as the next person. You've got to
be a part of the real world.
Yeah, you have got to make the effort just like everybody else does. So developing your people skills, and we've talked about this before with networking and how to network better. You can do that same kind of tools that we've had in the past in your own workplace as well. Then, of course, there's identifying your relationship needs, and this is huge. So, for example, Brock, I'm a morning person. Mm-hmm. I like to get in the office at 7 a.m. because I like to go through my emails, go through some stuff during the quiet of the day before the phone starts ringing, and, you know, and get some tasks done before you get all those different diversions.
You can get a lot more done when the phones aren't ringing, that's for sure.
You know, and so the more that you identify your relationship needs, some people like the chatter. Mm-hmm. They need the constant music in the background. They need the constant chatter. They're constantly going back and forth to somebody's desk. You know, you have to understand what your needs are.
Yeah.
And that is important. And then the next one is schedule time to build relationships. And we've touched on this before. As you know, I know that you're huge on the Google Calendar, and I like Outlook. But if you are that type of an introverted person, you have to schedule time to get up from your desk mm-hmm. and walk down to the next person's desk and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 2 or 3 times a day, they recommend you get up once an hour anyway, mm-hmm. right? But don't just shoot an email or a text message and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. You have to get up and make that physical.
Well, yeah, person-to-person contact.
Yes.
One-to-one. That is, there's so much to that. And I think a lot of people find it easy nowadays to hide behind a screen.
Oh, absolutely, which is why you need to schedule it. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not on your calendar, it'll pop up to say, okay, it's time for me to stand up and walk away from my desk. You're not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And until you make it a habit, you need to schedule it. Mm-hmm. And scheduling it is a huge thing because, you know, I don't know about you, with my organized, I don't like those reminders popping up going, okay, have you done this yet? Have you done this yet? Have you done this yet?
Right.
Or like your text message, when you get that text message and you don't answer it right away and it chimes again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
it's like, answer me.
Yeah. And so we need to schedule it. Appreciate others. And we've spent quite a bit of time talking about appreciating others and being authentic. When you're trying to build, whether it's personal friendships or work friendships, people are going to know when you're sincere and authentic mm-hmm. versus when you're just being
pretend.
Yeah. Pretending. And of course, being positive, because nobody wants to be, you know, with that negative Debbie Downer all the time. You want to be positive. You want to make sure that what you've got, you're contributing to the team, and that, I mean, let's face it, we're all going to have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have those good friendships, you can have those bad days. You can discuss those failures or fears and still move forward with a positive attitude.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, so there's so much more that we can talk about in this, and the blog has so much more. So, you know, finally, the last thing that I have is building good friendships in the workplace has once again become paramount in creating a happy, productive work culture. I did a search. One of the top things that businesses are looking for right now in 2020, mm-hmm. moving forward, is building those relationships with your customers. If you can't build a relationship with your customer, mm-hmm. Let me back that up. If you can't build a relationship with your coworkers, how are you going to be able to expect to build one with your customers?
Fair enough.
Right? So if
because
you don't,
your coworkers are the people that you're seeing every day. Customers might be brand new.
Absolutely. And your coworkers, you spend most of your waking hours with the people you work with.
Yeah, it's like your work family.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you've got to be able to build on these skills and utilize them. And so the customers are wanting more of that personal interaction. And so in order to deliver to them, we have to practice within our own office or work environments mm-hmm. so that that being friendly is very natural.
Yeah.
Be the person to reach out and say hello. And so going back to yesterday's National Make a Friend Day, we're going to challenge this for the rest of the week for all you listeners.
Okay.
Go out, make a new friend in the workplace today. Find somebody you don't know very well and have a conversation with them and try to find something that you have in common.
That's a great idea. Because everybody has, even in smaller crews, I mean, you probably have somebody who's new to the team you don't know a lot about.
Or, yeah.
Somebody who works in a different department where you might see them every day, but it's just a situation of they're always going their way and you're always going your way and you never really connect.
We're not expecting you to be best friends. BFFs with every person in the office, but you do need to have those good, strong relationships and friendships.
Cheryl's got a ton of this stuff on the blog, too. We've just scratched on the surface on the air this morning. If you want more, go to the blog at visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. We're going to take a break. We have your news and weather coming up at the top of the hour, and then we'll come back with Cheryl at 8:15 and talk about all the things that are happening here in the Magic Valley right after this.